Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of The Insanity Room. I'm your host, T.N. Saint, and this is part two of my journey, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was going to keep y'all informed on what's going on with me and my wife. We've been talking, and we found a lot about each other, you know what I'm saying? And when I say talk, I mean we've been listening to each other. And it's been, you know, interesting to hear some of the things she had to say to make me realize, you know, some of the things I would have to change. But the journey is not over because we're still not in agreement on certain things. But what I have realized out of the situation, and I can't lie to anyone, that a lot of times we be in situations with our loved ones, with our spouses, and we wanted to change, right? And we wanted to change so bad till we do certain things and cause problems. But then when you're not with that person, all the things that you kind of complained about is what you miss about them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a catch-22, you're in a dilemma. But as promised, you know, things that were said and went on had to be discussed. You know, it was, my feelings was mad hurt. And I'm quite sure, you know, after I explained to her what was going on, she reassured me. You know, but that's neither here or there. I'm here to document the journey that I'm on. I've been looking for a job. I'm happy to say I found a job. Out here, I'm doing more than what I expected, so that's a good thing. I'm happy to say my podcast has been picked up in another country, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. The aspect of me and her being separated, the hardest part of that is being separated from my kids and the familiarity of life, you know what I'm saying? When you uproot yourself and you go somewhere else, your familiarity is gone. So it's a new normal you have to create. And that's been the hardest part, I think, trying to create a new normal. You know what I'm saying? And on top of dealing with how she feels about me and things like that. Because it haven't been peas and cream since we've been gone. We've been arguing. And some of the arguments are still arguments that we would have when we're at home. So, you know, and our communication, because of the arguments, have decreased and diminished. So instead of me, you know, looking at what she's doing to make me feel this way, why I feel this way, I listen to what she has to say. And in turn, I try my best to change certain things. But right now, we're in a part to where you can't see what I'm doing. I can't see what you're doing. And that lead our imaginations to run rampant. But you have to be secure in yourself to know that, you know, whatever's going to happen in your relationship is going to happen. Whatever's going to take place is going to take place. If y'all going to build a foundation, it's going to be built. But if it's not going to go nowhere, it's going to crumble. And that's just the life that you have to live, you know what I'm saying? And you have to deal with the hurt, the pain, the regret, the strife, all that behind what's going on. You got to remember, you only get one life to live. You can't procrastinate with the life that you're living. And sometimes your feelings can hold you back. And those are things that you have to overcome when you're on the journey. Like my journey is taking me, oh man, you know, for a loop. And there's certain things that, you know, I see and I wish I didn't see. There's certain days that I want to give up that I couldn't give up, because if I give up, that means I'm giving up on everything. I'm giving up on myself. I'm giving up on my kids. I'm giving up on my wife. You know what I'm saying? My thing with this journey is to become a better person, to become a better human being, not only for her, but for myself and my kids, and to repair relationships that was broken along the way. You know what I'm saying? These are opportunities we can take the time to do to heal ourselves. Because when you in a situation or in a marriage or a relationship and you walk away from it, that means you're walking away broken because there's something wrong with the relationship and you're broken inside, you know what I'm saying? And some people walk away to be with other people and some people don't, you know what I'm saying? And in our case, it's not breaking up to be with other women or other men. It's breaking up because of how we feel and how we treat each other. So those are things that we have to work on, you know what I'm saying? And if we can't get past certain feelings, we'll have to let it go. But behind 20 years of marriage, 20 years of a relationship, it's kind of hard to let go, you know what I'm saying? So we still talk and bay and this and that because it's still early. But we do have to realize if we don't do the research with inside of ourselves, whatever's forcing us to feel the way we feel is never going to change. So we're going to bring that to every relationship. We're going to bring that into anything that we go into. So we need a healing process, whether it's healing away from each other or healing together to understand what it takes for us to be together and go another 20, 30 years. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody out here that got a perfect relationship. But some can go through the storm more better than others. You know what I'm saying? Like some houses after a storm need repair, some houses don't. And right now, after the storm, I think our house need a repair. So in that aspect, I have to repair it right so it won't crumble and the next storm won't blow it down or break it down. And that becomes looking inside yourself to find out who you are, what makes you behave the way you behave when a certain person do certain things. And those are things that we have to change about ourselves. See, you don't get into a relationship to change a person, to make a person be who you want them to be. The thing is accepting who that person is, accepting who you and that person, accepting who you are. But before you can accept who somebody else is, you have to accept who you are, your flaws, your limitations, who you are. And those things, once you accept that and the things that you don't like, you do your best to change. And the things you can't change about yourself that makes you who you are, you ask God to give you the serenity to accept that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to pause for the calls. I'll be back in a few. We're going to let our sponsors pay some bills. I'll be back with the second half of the show.
J Banger. Friday the 13th. Yeah.
That's my Jason.
The flow.
G-double-G,
double-G, nigga.
My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. I grab that cutter, then I swerve down on Thursday. Nigga want me dead, so you know I'm out your lurking. Just like bro, man, I'm coming through the curb. And my Nina bustin', she lied and said she was a virgin. It took for me a couple hours just to write the song. It took a day and a half for me to lay that bone. A nigga hit my line, bitch, pull up where I roam. Goonies at your dome, like that's running through a cone. Bizarre that I got all up in my car. Bizarre, I'ma smash tonight and not tomorrow. Bizarre, she used to have no holler for your boy. Bizarre, Jewel's dancing Michael Jackson, boy.
My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. Fucking good, puffin' on the backwood. Got it out the mud in them backwoods. What it smoke like? My pack good. Know my shit great, peel grapes. Slayin' that ice, I be having going ape. Bitch suck me up, just for a little taste. Hard to keep a steel face, jewelry rusty grill fake. Custom made everything, boy, I'm eating chubby face. Open the pack, got the whole hood musty. Bitch, don't touch me, all your hoes dusty. If your coochie ain't clean, ain't no discussion. Take care of your chick, if you not, you not hustling.
My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking on the city like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night.
Yeah. criminals, nigga, was out.
King Yak in the building.
All day. I respect my fucking gangster, nigga.
We in the studio, you hear me? Know what I'm saying?
Bars, bitch.
Fuck on my nigga White, you hear me?
Pulaski.
He about to murder these niggas.
What are talking about? Sound.
Call a lawyer, I'ma kill his beat. That's a body case. Arms away like the United States. I annihilate, my weed too loud so I can't really hear what you tryna say. Got me floating like a planet, damn it, somewhere out of space. But you dressed in ain't fashion, that shit kinda gay. Asking why you got that man purse, but it feels some kinda gay. In my city, shit get real still, keep it by the waist. Body found in the dump, the fuck them, that's a follow base. Two clips stuck together, nigga, they ain't a lot of tape. And you a bitch, we can do whatever. We ain't gotta wait, my bitch won't dick. 10 calls I miss. She don't know how to wait, she say she sick. Need her medicine so she can fall asleep. But she can't see, ain't no loving me. I just fucking leave, that's all it be. That's all it's gon' be, we can never be. 3BG, my heart in the streets. I'm part of the street, since this team, niggas figure they be locked up in the street. They say ballers like you're getting money, that's a lot of bleep. Money busting out my pocket, I can't ride no wallet chain. I didn't get this bitch a molly, now she wallin' off the chain. And they got a holler about it, but a body so insane. We smoke exotic, bitch, don't worry about it. You ain't got the strain for your pack. What the fuck is that? Probably ain't got no money, smoking red. Where they do that at? Probably out of state, you full of reds. When we smoking, niggas roast it right away. Introduce you to the game, but I can't show you how to play. When you take I just know sometimes you gotta fade away. If it be, I make a delivery, pull up where you stay. Broad day, think I'm fucking the kid till Lily Jacket late. Fuck miss, I spit with the kid, make them Harlem shake. Seen us approaching, they scattered like roaches, thought it was a raid. Feel power, fuck that bitch for hours, ain't no mini man. Finish told her, I gotta leave my tea sour lemonade. Okay, bitch, you know this, I ain't stand. Plus, you got a man, I'm just saying that we're part of the plan. We just fucking friends. In the forest, stunting in rush hour like I'm Jackie Chan. Got the gloves, so the gunpowder don't end up on my hand. One shot, take a chunk out of them, don't worry about an ambulance. Just call a corner and tell them need to borrow one of them vans.
Drama coming from all these angles, can't fix it, still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, with that I thought I deserved this. Motherfucker just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract. That's the act, will it murder this merc shit? Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feel it mutual, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean. Grass cut, watch how you're moving through. I thought they knew, I'm forever criminal. Looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too. Since I've been living no more, you was my right hand. Stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day. Running from these devils, saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like I should gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin, bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick. Wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I could get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad. Wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them. Wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. On this dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the second half of the show. Look, this half of the show, I'm going to give y'all a little tidbit of my boy Raymond Duke Washington and some wisdom. And I think it applies to everything that we do, you know what I'm saying? Everything that help us along in life. So certain things we have to learn how to do to survive, you know what I'm saying? And I like Raymond because of how he is. He's not your typical guy when it comes down to helping people. He'll go above and beyond. So, you know, I think it's a blessing for him to bless y'all with the wisdom that he has. Some of the things that he talks about, you know, can help and go a long way. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all sit back, listen to what my brother Raymond Duke Washington have to say, and I hope this message helps you all.
Hello, family. FB family. I want to just speak on attributes that can materialize great beneficial factors in one's life. And it involves a lot of trust and concerns, a lot of people that you can trust, a surrounding cast of members, real team players. And I might lose a lot of people by speaking on these terms, but in return, we have to have some of the same attributes and a lot of the same goals in mind. And we have to display those goals in conferences. And we have to fill up a room in a wholesome conference on journeying these attributes that can materialize, as priorly mentioned. But first, we have to be self-sufficient per individual. And if that doesn't materialize, then guess what? Our whole purpose is defeated. So FB family, you have to ask yourselves, am I the one? Can I? What's up, Big Earl? How you doing, brother? I see you, baby. Let me wave back at you. Man, I just messaged you today, as a matter of fact, man. I thought about you and Renell. You know, I thought about you guys, man. You know, all the problems and stuff we've been through, you know, Negroes, being Negroes back then, telling this and that, you know. But anyhow, man, I'm going to hit you back on this wave. And I love you, brother. And you keep up the good work like you're doing. And I was discussing this Facebook thing, fans or people or persons and ones that are willing to listen about attributes. How can it materialize? But first of all, we have to have this thing called trust and comfortability amongst one another, man. And we can't allow ourselves to be sidetracked by any outside sources that come to condemnation and to condemn us, you know. Because calamity is always going to be surrounding, whether it's emotional, spiritual. Sometimes we can make it physical. But I think we all grew up from the points to where we were doing things, to where we could land us in prison systems, where they're making money of us, hurling us like cows, and we're much more intelligent, and we're much more bred better. And I'm talking about that whole family from, you know what I mean, Earl, from George Street, Avondale Garden Road, Washington Place, Kennedy Heights, King Estates. And I just noticed now back there that street name was changed to Stanley Schofield, man. The man had done a lot of great things, man. He was a positive example, man. You know, he might have been a little bit mean to some of us, man, how some of us interpret things, but man, he was a powerful resource in our community, man. And we have to respect him. We have to congratulate him and celebrate his life, man. You know, we all have to go at some point. But man, while we're here, man, we have to love once again. Hey, Dolores Jones, how you doing? I wave at you too. God bless you, baby. And I hope you see many, many millions.
Well, as you can see, what he's telling you is what you contribute as a person does not define what your life can be. You can change certain things about yourself to keep you focused, you know what I'm saying, your attributes. You know, and that goes to what I was saying about the relationship situation, you know what I'm saying? I sit back and I look at my attributes and what I can contribute and how much love I can give a person or if I'm loving you right or not. So, you know, those are the things that we have to think about when it comes down to relationships, repairing relationships, you must repair stuff within yourself first. You know, and if you don't, that becomes a problem. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at life and saying, well, hold up. Yeah, I don't like what they're doing. That's making me be this type of person. Okay, I don't want to be this type of person. So you have to find what's going on with you that's letting a person change you from who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's our biggest takeaway from life, that we can't let nothing or nobody bring us out of character. We must be willing to learn from our emotions and our mistakes. And if we're not willing to learn from those things, we're doomed to repeat ourselves. So welcome to the insanity room. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now you gotta be crazy. But in my insanity room, I'm here to teach you different things to help you get along in life. I hope my journey becomes a journey that helps you, manifest into a better person, to use my pain to become gain for somebody else, to whether it be emotional gain, whether it be financial gain. And speaking of financial gain, I want y'all to join the Insanity Room Facebook fan page. You know what I'm saying? I have a Facebook group for the Insanity Room. Come check out some of the funny clips and stuff we have over there. I also invite y'all to shop at my store, Insanity Room Apparels, at Lunch Court Store. You know what I'm saying? Insanity Room Apparels at Lunch Court. Well, not at Lunch Court, but Insanity Room Apparels, lunchcourt.store. And I'm going to repeat that again. It's Insanity Room Apparels, lunchcourt.store. Come there and shop. Get your Black is Beautiful gear. Get your hashtag over gear. If there's something special you want me to make for you, leave me a message on the podcast and I'll make it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to offer some Insanity Room podcast gear also. So come check out some of the stuff I have. Show support to your Black business. Hey, and become a supporter of the show. You know? Become a donor. Help the show keep going. Help me keep reaching people. Remember, we're in a bunch of countries now. We're in about 10 countries. Let your voice be heard. And remember, our voice ends racism. Hashtag over. You know what I'm saying? But this journey that we're on this journey together. And I want everybody to realize that in order to be successful in life, you have to look at yourself, change the things about you that's defeating you in life, so you can become better. You can't become a better person for nobody else. You have to become a better person for yourself. So, with that being said, I'm going to leave y'all on this note. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. Have a happy day. And like I always say, make every day insanity. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll see y'all next time on the next episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane, and I'm out.
Then I'm murkin', pop gunner if you want your burkin'. Oh baby, you be lining your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My bitch, probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. Dispatch, got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, imagine G-Wagon. Low key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Niggas couldn't even see me in last year. Just started and them niggas in asking. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them caps. Stand alone, not your regular rapper. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me, whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see, whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear, whoa. I put it over in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She when she land, she bring the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't fucking with bitches, ain't buying no clothes. Only do shows and make me some songs. Make sure that other shit come and get sold. We fuck with these groupers cause we play with poles. We play with our money and not with our nose. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some motion. She said she missed it and sent an emoji. No time to kick it, I'm always in motion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I step on the flow shit. I'm on that me and the broken Kadoshi. I'm on that back when I stood at the store shit. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old shit. I'm taking drugs, I don't know how to cope. And I know one thing, I'm never gonna be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you were rolling. Draw the new Corvette like it's stolen, yeah. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me, whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see, whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy, come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me, whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see, whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear, whoa.
Double, double, double J, double,
bangle,
double, 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 double J,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
J bangle,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my swag and my own flow,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my own style, nigga.
Double J,
Lego, country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga. You the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past tense, speakers thrashing, tell your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense. I'm that nigga, you the past tense. Rolling with your seed in the ass, they acting. Money in my vision, it got me spazzing. Can't kick my feet up, ain't no time for relaxing. Chase these bitches, bitch, I'm ballin' like a maverick. Bo, I turned 21, nigga, been a savage. Knucklehead, never ate Brussels sprouts or carrots. Pockets on romaine, fillin' up with cabbage. Need something new today, so I'm straight taxin'. Up, 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 no slackin'. Michael Jackson zippers, rap sheet, check the jacket. Cash on me, like a motherfuckin' packin'. Jack season B, so you know the bank of packin'. I be pimpin',
I be pimpin'.
Straight mackin', ask some hoes about me, bitch, I get it from my daddy. Every pick I'm in, you can catch me with a baddie. Hit the bro up, and it's screwed through in that caddy line. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past tense, speakers thrashing, tell your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear. I'm that nigga,
I'm that nigga.
You the past tense. Dallas, Texas, turned up, getting reckless. Okay. Blunts like a dumbbell, straight flexing. And she got a nigga, but she keep on texting. I keep on replying, drinks on me and I'm buying. Then she diss that nigga, now he out here fucking crying. Hating on me, telling lies to them hoes, straight trifling. You lucky that your bitches don't excite me. Getting checks, I just do it like Nike. Hit her with that wham. Hit her with that wham. I know she like that shit.
Yeah.
I do and understand.
No.
Poppin' tags, smoking kush, roll up by the gram.
Okay, okay.
Call her Kings, that's my motherfucking fam.
Okay.
Call her Shallow,
Shallow,
that's my other fucking hand. Jewels on my wrist, got me cooler than a fan. Country bottom skate, but I keep a pair of Vans. Hot burning up, and I just might get a tan. I'm hot burning up, and I just got a tan like. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. Thrashing, tell your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that.